You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this month, Education Minister Erica Stanford announced details on the scheme replacing NCEA. The replacement, the New Zealand Certificate of Education, is aimed, according to the government, at tackling the confusion of the current system. This will be the most recent of the government's changes to the education system, which have frequently been the target of criticism from teachers and education unions. Tuesday Wire host Alex spoke with President of the Post Primary Teachers Association, Chris Abercrombie, about the replacement and what it means for students and their teachers.
Awesome. Just to get us started, quite much of the discussion around NCEA is the idea that it wasn't up to scratch. What are the issues that we're trying to target here with NCEA?
So I think it's really important to note that NCEA has been around for 20 years, so we've had almost a generation of New Zealanders go through it, and they're at every part of our society and have had success in many different ways. But there was some issues that had been identified, such as coherence and the maybe too much flexibility, because there was students who were leaving with a qualification that didn't actually set them up for future study or future work. So there was definitely some coherence and some flexibility issues that need to be dealt with. But we already had identified them, and actually we're already on a plan to fix those before this minister was even elected. So there wasn't anything new for us to sort out, if that makes sense.
And so when we look at kind of the fact that these issues are identified, what sort of changes did we already know needed to be made?
So we're looking at tightening up some of the flexibility. We're looking at fewer standards, but worth more credits to try and get a more consistent approach to assessment, and a bit more consistency between subjects. I'm a history teacher myself, so there was only 5 standards we could do. Other subjects had more standards that were less value, and so I was trying to get a bit more consistency between those, and so we were already well onto that plan, as I say, even before this minister was elected.
And so when we look at this, the replacement that has finally been kind of, well, with details announced for what is coming in to replace NCEA, on the surface, is there something there in terms of quality?
This feels like a significant overcorrection to the issues that have been identified. So this is going to create a whole heap of new issues. Basically, it's removing all flexibility. It's removing. It's making it far too consistent in this space. And so it's a significant overcorrection in a response to the flexibility. So this system is going to be too rigid, too inflexible, and is actually going to let students down.
And does this inflexibility kind of reflect how the government has approached NCEA and the education curriculum through their term?
Absolutely. This minister, for some reason, seems to think our young people are just vessels to be filled. You just pop their head open and pour the knowledge in, and then later on they'll regurgitate it in an exam, and that's the best way for them to learn and then to show that knowledge. It's just not the reality. Young people are amazing and complex and different, and they've got many different things going on in their life. They don't all start school at the same level. They don't all finish school at the same level. And so it's understanding that our young people are individuals and they're different, and creating a system that supports them to be the best they can be. And these changes aren't going to do that.
And I mean, on that, if we look at these changes coming in and the impact that they're going to have on young people, what can we expect to kind of see in terms of their learning outcomes under this new replacement system?
So in the Ministry of Education's own documentation, they say that Māori, Pacifica and low socioeconomic students and students from low socioeconomic backgrounds will achieve less under this new system. So even the government itself is admitting that this new system will disadvantage some people, and they're okay with that. They're fine with that. I'm not okay with that. We need a system where our young people can thrive, not one that we know will give them disadvantage. And so it's a real concern that this government openly admits that more young people will fail under this system.
And I mean, looking to the kind of what has already turned out to be a tumultuous period with new curriculums and a lot of consultation around what's going on with education. What can we expect to see with a new replacement curriculum in terms of adding to that chaos and instability?
Oh, it just creates significant issues for teachers and for schools and principals of managing this change, significant change, ongoing change, sometimes change within the change. Sometimes, as a teacher said to me recently, we're spending more time trying to figure out what the changes are than actually dealing with the changes. You know, with inconsistent communication coming from the ministry and the minister, it's all got different stuff. They're all saying different things. So it's very hard for teachers and schools to actually create consistency and create stability, because that's what our young people need and that's what they deserve.
And you've kind of mentioned it there, but when it comes to teachers and being able to handle this new change, what will this replacement kind of do for teachers and the workload that's already placed on them?
Well, and definitely in the short to immediate term, it's going to be a significant increase in workload as we have to adjust to all the new changes. And if there's a change of government, we might have more changes to adjust to. One of the number one thing teachers tell me when I visit them, I visit schools all the time, I talk to teachers nearly every day, is they are sick of the pillars of post political change that our education system has become. It never used to be like this. This is only a reasonably recent phenomenon. I've been teaching 20 years now, and it's probably only in the last 10 years we've seen this real chop and change every time there's a new government. And that's not what we need. We need consistency, and we need stability, and we need well-thought-out change, and we're getting none of those with this government.
And, I mean, on those, on the kind of well-thought-out change and stability, what do you kind of want to see in this space then, whether or not it's from this government or a following government, on kind of trying to set out some stable groundworks for our schooling system?
Yeah, so we really want a real political consensus on education here in Aotearoa New Zealand, what the goals are, what the purpose of education is. But, you know, governments are going to govern. That's what they do. But what we expect is a clear roadmap, a well-resourced implementation plan, and key aspects of it, fully resourced, fully supported, so we can support teachers and teachers can support students to be the best they can be.
Looking at the plan as it stands now, that the government have released the details of, what in particular is actually just missing from this plan? What needs to come soon?
What needs to come soon is how this is going to be implemented. You know, at the moment it's all still rather big picture stuff. We're still lacking a bit of detail. Some of it's just window dressing, like if it's going to be an A, B, C or D or an excellence merit achieved. In the long run, that doesn't actually really matter. It's the nuts and bolts. It's the how is this going to work in schools? What is a teacher going to do on the day one of 2027, of 2028, of 2029? We don't know that answer. And that's what we need to have happen, and that's what we're missing from this government.
And actually, on that, when we look at teachers as a workforce, and we're looking at both the teachers that are currently in the profession and teachers that are being trained, what is this change going to mean for them in terms of getting into the profession?
I actually can speak personally about that. So when I trained to teach in 2006, a brand new curriculum came in 2007. I was trained under the old curriculum, and then a new curriculum came in, and then we had NCA change soon after that. It was incredibly difficult at those early stages, being trained on one thing and then having to teach another. And so it was quite difficult at the time. But the reason I did it, and the people in my sort of cohort of thing, was we had really well-supported schools, really well-resourced, well-supported schools. In the mid-2000s, education was very well looked after. We didn't have any teacher shortages. We were getting good pay rises. And we were dealing with the issues we were being faced. And we just don't have that anymore. And we've seen a consistent decline in the last 10 years in that support. And so it's actually at the feet of successive governments. And whoever comes into the next government in November needs to step up and actually make education a priority instead of just looking for sound bites.
That was Tuesday Wire host Alex speaking to President of the Post-Primary Teachers Association, Chris Abercrombie, about the replacement for NCEA.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.